This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University, and my guest this week is Dr. Teresa Reed, associate professor of English, who's here to discuss her new book, Shadows of Mary. She's being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Reed, why was there such an interest in Mary's body?
Well, women in medieval Christianity had it bad because of Eve. In the Middle Ages, in theology and poetics, Eve was connected to the loss of what was original, and every woman suffered from what Eve did afterwards. Mary was seen to right the curse of Eve in the same way that Jesus righted the sin of Adam. Eve was often seen as Mary's inversion. In certain poems in the Middle Ages, Mary was said to take the name of Eve or Eva and turn it into the Ave of blessing, a nice play on words there. So Mary's body had to be completely different than Eve's, and so Mary had to be completely different from Eve's. One way this was played out in the Middle Ages was in the idea that Mary was impregnated via her ear. As the story goes, the angel Gabriel came down to Mary and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of God." In the Middle Ages, this scene, the Annunciation, was also represented as the incarnation of Christ. The pictures would show a dove flying into Mary's ear. This is the Word of God coming into Mary, but in many of these pictures, the Christ child was already pictured in Mary's stomach. So we see the conception by ear. Mary's body in this conception gets to remain untouched, and at the same time, she is the mother and a virgin, two opposite things at one time.
Thank you. This is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.